Okay, guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got a great show lined up today. We've got a very interesting guest, Keith Wilson. He's an expert on, quite a few different things. But probably we're going to be talking today mostly about peak oil, or at least the fraudulence of peak oil. What a scam that is. He's looked into this quite a bit, and so we'll be talking about that. Be bringing him up after the first break. As always, in the meantime, let me go over a few quick announcements. Yeah, here we are, guys, in the midst of this top-off exercise going on in Portland and or in Arizona, Washington, Guam. What a scam. Keep your fingers crossed through this one. Hopefully we'll come out in one piece on the other side, but who knows? Who knows with this Orwellian fascist pig regime we've got in office, what kind of little fraudulent schemes they got up their sleeve. Anyway, that's what's going on for this week. Something to keep your eyes on. Hey, if anybody lives in the area where these things are taking place, up in Portland or Arizona, D.C., whatever, if you want to call in anytime during the broadcast, I'd like to hear what's going on with that. 800-313-9443. I'd like to get an update on, you know, what you see going on. Be interesting. Anyway, guys, just a reminder, the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism. Great Christmas gift, great way to open people's eyes to what's going on. The whole fiasco of this New World Order conspiracy. He goes into, of course, the whole agenda of, you know, how they took control of our economy to bring about this plan of theirs through the Federal Reserve, through the income tax system. Goes into a lot of other things, but, you know, focuses heavily on those, which is great because most documentaries that talk about the New World Order actually avoid or ignore those two topics. Very important topics. So, that's the DVD to get for that. It's $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering there through PayPal, or by calling in the 800 number, 724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Or you can send your check or money order right to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Anybody's interested in getting in on the gold investments, the new website is republictradinggroup.net, and the toll-free number for that is 800-691-7898. If anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, for example, The New World Disorder, and I'll have more to come on various different subjects. Right now I've got, I think, 8 in total posted. Just posted 3 new ones a couple weeks ago. You can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the titles come up that I have available. Check them over, see which ones look interesting, and by all means, get back to me. I'd like to know what you think, positive or negative, especially negative. Interestingly, I've never had anybody come back to me after having read any of my works and said, you're wrong, I'm going to prove you're wrong. Never, not once. And a great many of these I wrote years ago, back in 96, 11 years ago. And, I've shared them with thousands, you know, ever since then, and nobody has ever come back. I find that very interesting. And yet, you know, there's been many that I just never heard from again. So what does that tell you? I don't hear from them because they can't argue with me, but they don't want to accept it. Anyway, guys, stick with us. And by the way, you want to get in contact with me, truthhurtsradio@aol.com, H-E-R-T-Z. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back with our guest.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got our guest, Keith Wilson, on the line. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Hi, Charlie. Welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. You know, when I originally called you and scheduled you, what was it, about a week ago, I talked about, you know, having you on to discuss the expanding Earth theory.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I did get a hold of Neil Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's going to be on Thursday.
Perfect.
So, yeah, instead of... I mean, we can certainly talk about that, but instead of focusing on that particularly, because I'm going to be having him on Thursday anyway,
mm-hmm.
and you know, talking about the same subject twice within 2 days of each other, I thought maybe we could focus more on something else. You said you've been researching quite a bit, which is the peak oil fiasco.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about that instead, or were you more prepared for the expanding Earth thing? Or
well, the two run together.
And, yeah, there you go. Sure.
And. And Neil's videos are incredibly good, you know, and so
yeah,
he'll
no
be
doubt.
Talking about it. I'd have to talk a little bit about expanding Earth, but I'm kind of understanding that what you're talking about on the oil situation. So I'm more prepared on the expanding Earth than the oil, but I can certainly talk about
fine.
That.
That's fine. Certainly, Neil's research would be a little different anyway. He'd give another perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, since I brought it up, probably people don't know what I'm talking about too much because I haven't really gone into this. I have in the past on a couple of shows, but it's been a while. for those that don't know, why don't you give an outline of what the theory actually entails?
Okay, and it goes back a while. Standard science, mainstream science, big science, gets into their paradigms and they lock into them. About 1900 or so, they were in a paradigm that says two things about the Earth, talking Earth science.
One, wait, I thought scientists were objective and they looked at the facts and drew conclusions based on facts.
Well, I think they do, but then they stop looking and they become awfully specialized. And
so they want you to think they do.
They want you to think they do, but they're, I think to some extent they're like an accountant. They're intolerant of ambiguity. They like a good answer, and they want to stick to it. They don't like the unknown as much as you would think they would. I mean, you look at their pictures, and they're nice people. You talk to them, and they're nice people. But then they close down when you want to talk about their favorite subject, that it becomes intolerant. And that's a shame. But on the expanding Earth, what this really says is almost all scientists, espouse the theory that the Earth is of constant size and has been for the last 4 billion years. In effect, what they're saying, it was non-existence and then formed very quickly and then stopped 4 billion or so years ago. It's been of constant size except of some accumulation of dust. The other theory goes back and says, no, the Earth was expanding slowly till about 250 million years ago and then started expanding at a much faster rate, and it's now expanding at an increasing rate each time period. So right now the Earth is expanding about 1 inch in radius per year. Now 1 inch in radius doesn't seem much to people, and it's hard to detect. But 1 inch in radius over 225 million years compensates for all that movement of the continents apart. So when you listen to plate tectonics, they tend to say those continents move sideways. They moved horizontally on a globe. Whereas the expanding Earth people say, no, the Earth was half its present size, half its present diameter, and it expanded. In doing so, the landmass, which covered the entire Earth, spread apart, and that's why you see the movement of the continents. Now, in 1900, there were two theories. Well, there were three theories to explain Earth sciences, because they didn't know that much. You had the constant-sized Earth people, you had the expanding Earth people, and you had the contracting Earth people. Made a lot of sense to people that the Earth was contracting like the skin on an apple, and that's what caused mountains. So he had the contracting Earth people. There are still a few of those out there, but not many. Typically, standard science back then came to the paradigm that said the Earth is of constant size, and those continents are not mobile. They were always there in that position and didn't move. So then, in about 1912, Alfred Wegener came around in Germany and said, no, those continents are being displaced. He wasn't the first to say this. In fact, probably the fit of South America to Africa, that fit, more people had seen, it goes back to the 1600s, people said, boy, those look like they fit together. So he was struggling, Wegener, trying to convince people that the continents were mobile. So he had two things fighting. Was the Earth a constant size, and were the continents mobile? Well, Wegener died in 32, and his theory went nowhere. Until about the, well, in the 30s, a guy that's been, was a remarkable geologist, Sam Carey, decided that Wegener was right, and he tried to teach the mobile continent theory, the moving continents, for 20 years, got basically nowhere. Then in the 1950s, he tried to plot the continents on a large globe, and nothing fit together. Everything was whopper-jawed. He found, however, the continents fit together much better on a smaller Earth. So on a 50%, 55% size Earth. So that's how it began. In the 60s, then, if you follow the timeline, even up to 1960, especially in the United States, the scientists believed the Earth was of constant size and the continents were fixed in their positions. Then one thing happened. They started doing ocean research, and they found the mid-ocean ridges. These were spreading ridges. They're finding that the ocean spread apart. The first discoverer of that was Bruce Heezen, H-E-E-Z-E-N, from Colombia. And he said, the only way this can be happening is if the Earth is expanding. Well, all of a sudden, he was smacking into two of the paradigms. One, he was saying that the continents moved apart, and two, he was saying it can only happen because the Earth is expanding. Standard science didn't like that. They fought against it for years, but in 1965 or so, they were forced to admit that the mid-ocean ridges were expanding the continents. What happened then, within 2 years, they said they had to come up with another theory to compensate for the Earth expansion. They came up with a theory of subduction. Now, it's a theory of subduction that the people on the expanding Earth definitely do not agree with. And what happens there is the scientists say the Earth is expanding at the mid-ocean ridges, pushing us apart the continents. On the other side of the Earth, somehow, there is a hole, there's a gap, that land plates get subducted back down into the Earth, and it gets remelted and recycled. Now, the expansion joints are huge. There's about, I can give you a number on it. There are 92,000 miles of expansion joints and 24,000 miles of supposed subduction zones. And you wonder, how can anything get pushed into those areas? I don't want to go too deep into this part of it, because as you said, you're going to have Neil get on it. But what's happening is the ocean floor is much denser than the continents. Now, the continents are made up of granites, very heavy, right. 10 to 50 miles thick. The ocean floor is a basalt. It's very thin, about 5 to 10 miles thick, but it's more dense than the continent. And underneath it is a mantle, which is more dense than the ocean crust. And basically, just like oil floating on water, the lighter floats on heavier. So you know, it's like saying oil will then subduct down through water again. There's about 10 different excellent arguments on why subduction can't happen. But one of the best ones is to say, how did they pick it in 2 years between 65 when they're forced to agree with the MORs and 67 when they came to the general conclusion that plate tectonics works? Okay. Now, what I've tried to do, just so your listeners know, and we'll get a little bit off the subject, I've got a website. It's called Expanding Earth Knowledge because it gets confusing, and the website is at www.eearthk.com. What I've tried to do there is give a history of what happened with plate tectonics and EE and give a number of readings that people can go back to, not just my viewpoint, but the variety of viewpoints out there, so there's good alternatives. I tend to very much believe in finding the alternatives, listing the alternatives, and never doing away with the alternatives. Okay. Usually then, what happens next? When people have a great deal of difficulty, apparently, visualizing the possibility that the Earth can expand, what could have caused this thing? In the size of the universe, the Earth is absolutely...
I'll tell you what, let's hold that thought. We've got to go to a quick break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. This is very interesting stuff.
Fire, 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 fire. From the ashes, we can build. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Keith Wilson on the line here as our guest. You know, before we go into the, you know, possible mechanisms of what can cause the Earth to expand, let me first state clearly that the current explanation that, you know, the continent stretched across the ocean is, to me, far more laughably ridiculous than what they claim the expanding Earth hypothesis is. First of all, if you were to push the continents back across the ocean floors, they would not fit together like a puzzle. There's only a rough semblance of continuity there, of jigsaw puzzle pieces that would fit together. They only would fit together if you actually did shrink the Earth down, to roughly 50% or whatever. But here's another problem. What kind of mechanism, A, would even be able to push the continents across the ocean floor? And B, if they did, in fact, in some cases, journey, 3,000-4,000 miles, how in the world could they have maintained their shape enough to recognize that they once fit together in the first place?
Very good point.
Drifting, you know, that would have disrupted their shape entirely, so that you wouldn't have been able to recognize that they once fit together.
Very good point. There's always an explanation given to you by the scientists. So in during that 65 to 67 period, they use conduction. They said it's like a boiling pot of water down in the mantle.
Well, what it does is they're more trying to explain things away than explain things, but yeah.
Well, and those tests were never done. It was just a theory. You go, well, this is pretty important. Why don't you do the test? Because if that was true, South America and Africa was spreading apart by this current, but at the same east and west. But then India was supposed to have been going north and south to get away from Antarctica. And so that's how you get these jigsaw puzzle pieces you talked about that just don't fit.
You know, not to go off on another tangent here, but, you know, this is so typical in many fields of science. I've had alternative cosmologists on who say that the whole premise of cosmology is way out of whack,
mm-hmm.
that gravity is the predominant force in the universe, and therefore, because there's so many, you know, phenomena out there that can't be explained in the context of gravity, they come up with all these ridiculous theories like missing, you know, mass and missing you know, black matter and, you know, black dust, whatever, when, you know, that's not necessary. If you reject the idea that gravity is the predominant force, there's other forces out there that are just as influential, in fact, even more so than gravity, that can account for these phenomena, you know.
Well, in one of my sections on the website, I've got an article on the Big Bang. The surprising thing, when you just taking it step by step, let's get all the facts as a scientist say it. What it turns out, and you put it into some kind of perspective, there is so many every galaxy out there's got about 100 billion stars, 100 billion solar systems, 200 billion. There are 6 billion people on the Earth. If you divide the number of galaxies they talk about for the Big Bang, there's 20 full galaxies per person, or about 4 trillion solar systems for each person on the Earth that's got to get jammed back into what I call the thimble. You end up going 4 trillion solar systems, and you're missing 90 to 95% called dark energy and dark matter. Makes no sense. But there was, back in 97, Charlie, there was somebody came up with the 5 greatest scientific paradigms. Because all of this stuff gets difficult to track back. But the 5 biggest paradigms were the periodic table in chemistry. Pretty good invention. Mm-hmm. The Big Bang in astronomy. Darwin's evolution in biology. Einstein's relativity in physics. And plate tectonics in earth science. Mm-hmm. None of those can you really talk about in an open scientific forum, because they are now become laws. You can't talk about it.
Yeah.
The problem with expanding Earth is it fits into all 5 of those.
Right.
Okay. Now, and the reason I brought that up is the periodic table developed by Dmitri Mendeleev in the 1800s, a brilliant piece of work. The other brilliant piece of work that Mendeleev, who was a Russian, said, oh, by the way, oil is not a fossil fuel. It comes from down deep in the earth. Now, of course, when you want to accept Mendeleev for the periodic table, he's brilliant. And for when you want to, when he says oil is being produced inside the earth and not by fossil evidence, then he's a crackpot. And he gets ridiculed and forgotten about. So there's a linkage comes back to him. The oil issue links back to the expanding earth issue. Because if you take those cosmologists you talk about, and cosmology, every time you get into one of these sciences, strange words gets used, like cosmology, which means your view of how the universe formed. The view of how universe formed was that the Earth was formed hot in a hot, dusty disk, and it congealed. Well, and all the elements that were congealed with it at the time were all we've got. So all the wherever iron came from, it was in that dust particle. Well, then you start looking around at there's big bands of iron. There's veins of gold and silver. How'd this minute dust particle get consolidated into just where we want it on the surface? That's a difficult...
Yeah, hold that thought. We got to cut for another break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Laying it on the line. Back here on Truth Hurts Radio, it's your host Charles Giuliani. We've got Keith Wilson on, talking about the expanding Earth theory. I would argue it's not even theory. I mean, it's once you take a look at it, it's the only thing that can, you know, explain soundly and clearly a whole lot of phenomena that otherwise don't make sense. Certainly don't make sense in the context of the way mainstream science is portraying it. So anyway, let's pick up now. You were talking about, you know, possible mechanisms of what could cause expansion.
Let's again go back to the perception. 6 billion people, each one, Charlie, you have 4 trillion solar systems out there for yourself. Every person's got 4 trillion solar systems. They pointed the Hubble, its space, and they counted the galaxies in a narrow, very quiet part of the universe and extrapolated. Turns out there's 4 trillion solar systems for you. Of those, anywhere you look, 2 elements stand out, hydrogen and helium. Hydrogen is the simplest element.
Yeah.
Those two make up 99% of the known elements that they can see in the universe. Wherever you look in any direction, we're not Earth-centered universe. any direction you look, you see hydrogen and helium.
Right.
Somehow on the Earth, though, we've got all these other elements, and you don't find them too many other places. Again, 1900 was an interesting time to set up these paradigms. You may recall that dinosaurs in 1900, when they started discovering them, they said these big, heavy beasts could not possibly move on the Earth, so they must have lived in swamps, and their body must have floated in swamps. Before 1900, they decided that. Oil was discovered in the United States, in Pennsylvania, in about 1850. It had been around for, in the B.C. period, in Asia, in the Middle East, bubbling up in tar pits.
Bitumen, they called it, yeah.
Okay. So when they found it, they had to figure out where it came from. Now, as I go back to Mendeleev, he was Russian. A great deal of the Russian oil industry is based on his beliefs, which are different than the Western beliefs, okay? And now Russia is pumping more oil than the United States, and you might have heard that Russia is trying to gain access and claim the much of the Arctic Depression because they know there's oil there, or there's a good chance there's oil there. Now, it shouldn't necessarily be there based on Western science, but there are good indications it's there. Now, the reason scientists believe oil is a fossil fuel. Well, if you drop oil on water, you see it flashes in a bunch of different colors. It's polarized.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to go deep into this because I don't understand it, but I'll take their word for it. That polarization only goes one way. It's either right or left, and that's a sign of biologic activity. So I'll accept that. Oil has got signs of biologic activity in it. Because of that, they also then said, aha, it must come from marine animals, oil believed to be marine sediments, that a biological agent ate and turned into oil. With coal, they tend to think it's land-based matter, vegetation, bugs eat. Okay. Now, not a whole lot of proof beyond what I just told you, but that's what they believe. Now, where do they find oil? They find oil under some kind of a cap, because oil wants to rise. It's lighter than water. It's
Buckets,
being squeezed
yeah.
up, no matter how you think of it. It's coming up, and it's being trapped like in an inverted swimming pool. Instead of a plastic liner holding the oil down, it's got sediment liner, you know, like limestone holding it down. So they need to find some porous body where they can drill. Well, they're correct. They got to drill into a porous body, and it's got to be trapped. Otherwise, it's going to bubble up into the earth. You've probably seen some pictures of the ocean floor where you're getting bubbles of methane coming up. Well, that's because there's no cap holding it in. Methane is natural gas. Okay, if we then say, okay, hydrogen is the dominant element. Again, on my website, in one of my articles from Charles Hunt, he was researching this and found some excellent papers by the Russians, and it's called the hydridic theory. It gets awfully complicated, but I put it on the site under the article so people could read it. Basically, what he and Thomas Gold, who wrote the book The Deep Hot Biosphere, both very similar saying, is that methane is the key actor. Methane is natural gas. There's some other chemicals in it, but it's basically CH4. One atom of carbon, four atoms of hydrogen. It's hydrogen that we're burning when we're burning gasoline, when we're burning oil, when we're burning coal. Hydrogen is the key activator. The rest get used for other purposes, but it's hydrogen we're burning. So when we're talking about hydrogen batteries, you know, splitting water to get the hydrogen, it's the hydrogen we want. Hydrogen likes to bind to other things, though. So what seems to be happening is you're getting plumes of hydrogen moving up through the Earth. Now, there's two theories of... there's four theories of how the Earth expanded. The two big ones are it was always small and dense, and now it's just growing with the same mass, like shaving cream coming out of a can. You get more volume with the same weight. The other one is no mass is being created down there. And that's the one I tend to believe in. Mass is being created down there. When you talk to Neil Adams, and we've had a lot of back and forth with emails, Neil believes mass is being created down there. Okay.
Hmm.
So let's just...
Do you subscribe to the plasma thing or the possible plasma core?
I don't subscribe to the necessity, and I don't even believe it's truthful, that the Earth ever consolidated hot. If it was hot, all the hydrogen would have floated away. If it's cold, hydrogen goes into a different state. Okay, and like Hunt believes that the hydrogen was always there in a cold state. So some people believe the core is a solid mass of hydrogen. From what I know, the only, you know, you got to, the core is 4,000 miles down. The only way we figure out what sound is we put our ear to the ground using seismographs and listen.
Right.
And apparently, the bouncing effect of a seismograph is the same for a solid core like iron or for a plasma core. So
yep,
I don't believe
exactly.
It's an iron core. I believe it's a plasma core. Now that
yeah.
means, you know, plasma is kind of a strange thing. What's plasma? Plasma is the nucleus of atoms without their electrons. It's
right.
stripped out stuff. So I believe it's stripped out stuff. I believe it's a virgin atom somehow then picking up, you know, I think Neil's going to talk about it. You know, Neil and I will disagree on some things, but he's got a wonderful way of explaining how he believes there is matter in empty space, but we just can't see it with his...
So plasma would always have a positive charge, obviously, then, right?
Say again?
Plasma would obviously always have a positive charge?
I believe so, but I'm not an expert in that, Charlie. I'm not positive. Each one of these things you delve into, get far enough to... Because you can't discuss it with too many people and learn more. I don't know that much about the core, except I see no reason to believe it's hot, nor that it's solid. It may even... It may be hollow. It may be a hard structure of the outer core that protects it. Nobody knows what the pressure is.
Here's the thing. You know, we can debate about different mechanisms, and, you know, it could be something we haven't even thought of yet. But the point is, it's obvious expansion has taken place. It's the only thing that can account for, you know, what we see, the shape of the continents, the you know, you got the mid-oceanic ridges, the point of departure where the continents were once connected. And you can see the stretch marks, if you will, the scars on the surface of the ocean floor where the Earth had expanded. This explains a whole lot of things, you know, mountain formation and...
It's obvious to you, it's obvious to me, and we're in the slim minority. And it's what's the most difficult thing to portray all this stuff and say, why can't you see this? Why can't we discuss it? Because it is obvious,
right.
And it's significantly important, because if it's expanding, mass is moving, and that's going to disrupt a lot of things.
It's not even
in the right place.
It's a totally viable theory. It makes sense. It explains a whole lot of things, and yet they don't want to consider it. I guess that's why, because it does make too much sense, and theirs doesn't. Truth has always been
a minority. You'd have to rewrite all the textbooks. You'd have to
to
say everything I taught you is incorrect.
Yeah, and admit that they're wrong, and that these few uneducated, uncredentialed, and a lot of them are credentialed. There's a lot of scientists that have expressed, you know, belief in this, but nevertheless they're a minority, so the minority can't be right and the majority wrong. You know, it's just how it is.
Which is the strangest thing to find out, that science doesn't want alternatives. It wants one theory, and it wants to then block out the others. And then they're
how did this happen? It's like a cult.
It's like a cult.
Yeah.
It's like
no
a
question.
Conspiracy. It's kind of a what I call a white conspiracy, not a black conspiracy. They didn't get into a room and decide it. And yet everything moved that way. If you want a job here, you better believe this. If you want to get published, you better believe this. And slowly, good ideas get forced out, good people get forced out, and the paradigm forms. And they didn't do it all by themselves sitting in a room deciding on it. It's just that they were so obstinate in considering the alternatives. They got to where they are.
A lot of times it's just pride, if nothing else.
I think it is big pride, and especially, it's like a religion. It's like a fraternity. You can joke and make fun within the fraternity, but if you're outside the fraternity, you're attacking it. And then they close ranks and shut down completely.
What do you think of the chances of expansion having occurred more rapidly in the past, accelerated because of, you know, catastrophism of some sort, an impact of an asteroid or something that could have caused internal heating to increase exponentially?
Well, I think more likely it's just the opposite, but most likely it's just the opposite. Supposedly, the dinosaurs were destroyed by an asteroid impact, a catastrophe, okay?
Yeah.
Now, that's a supposedly. Again, they've got a book by a guy, Dan Bridges, under articles. In any case, if you look where the Chuck Slobo, that was the name of the C-H-I-C-X-U-L-U-B. How's that for a mouth bender?
Yeah.
That's the name of the impact
crater. I wouldn't attempt
crater.
That one. Yeah, I've seen it. I just can't pronounce it. I've read it many times. I don't know what. I just skip over it. I'm like,
My sense is you're a visual person, though. If you go look at that impact zone, where it is, you find it's a half arc right on the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since 30% of the Earth is land and 70% is water, the probability of it hitting half and half is really slim. So
right.
What more likely happened is that's a stretch zone. As the continents moved apart, and I believe that, like, the Yucatan Peninsula used to be tucked in closer to Texas, and it pulled out it's like the whole Caribbean did. It stretched apart, and where it stretched apart, it gets weaker. Where it gets weaker, you get this methane plume coming up, these silane plumes coming up, and I think what you see there is a giant supervolcano explosion. So most, and there's an interesting one in Manson, Iowa. Supposedly an impact crater at 65 million years ago. See, just like the 65 million year ago Chuck Slobo. The only trouble, it's concentric with another impact zone at Manson at 74 million years ago. You go, now what's the odds of that? So they cover up the 74 million year ago date. It was probably two supervolcanoes at the same place that exploded. And now you got Yellowstone sitting on a supervolcano, hadn't blown in 600,000 years.
And now it looks like it's due to...
Now it looks like it's due. But that's...
Yeah.
You know, where's oil come from? It keeps going back to... Where does methane come from? Now, if you remember, the Cassini mission... Nothing like competition. The Europeans sent the Cassini probe to Titan. And then they sent from that the Huygens probe down to the surface. Maybe I got it wrong. I think it's that way. But it's
Huygens
and Cassini. One of the two went down. I think it's
right.
Huygens went down.
Huygens went down, yeah.
What they found was rivers, lakes, and an atmosphere dripping with methane.
Methane.
CH4. Now, supposedly, what's methane? Well, bovine farts and gas from termites, okay? And natural gas from fossil fuels. Now, it's 273 degrees below zero on Titan, and you got pools of methane on the surface. Now, since they decided on how fossil fuel developed before 1900, they weren't able till the 1940s to be taking any kind of imaging of these far places. And this is the first sending a probe down to find out what's really there. So they could get some hydrocarbons in the past, but this says methane, liquid methane. So methane is bubbling up as a gas from Titan and turning into a liquid is different pressures happen. where the hell did that come from? It couldn't come from cows, couldn't come from man, couldn't come from fossil fuels. And so they're kind of covering that up and said, well, we always knew methane could do that, but oil is really complicated. What tends to happen, here's a theory that is best described by Tom Gold in his Deep Hot Biosphere. Methane is coming up, and that's carbon and hydrogen. And this makes a lot of sense. He says, yeah, there is a biological component. There are microbes, but those microbes aren't surface microbes. Life of any kind needs a small, slow infusion of food. You can't take a big wallop and then take it away. Sun gives it the surface life here, but it took millions of years.
You know, you might want
to an oxygen.
I guess we got to go to a break here, but you might not want to push that too much because we might wind up invading Titan to steal its oil. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Keith Wilson on as our guest. Just to let my buddies on Pal Talk know who are listening live right now, I can't log back on. I got kicked off, and I guess the only way I'll be able to get back on is I have to reboot, but of course I can't do that now doing a live show, but I just want to let them know. It's crazy. At least Skype is working today. That's one good thing. Show's not getting cut off. Boy, we have all kinds of troubles on here. I tell you, the internet can be a blessing and a curse at the same time. Anyway, coming back to Titan, I don't know, Keith, do you see an invasion of Titan pretty soon if they find out that, yeah, it does indeed have a lot of oil?
Well, pretty hard to get there and pretty hard to get back.
Yeah,
there you go. Cold on the surface, not too many beaches.
But apparently that's what we're looking at up there, huh?
Well, we're looking at an awful lot of hydrocarbons everywhere. Everywhere. Uh-huh. If 99% of the universe is hydrocarbons,
hydrogen.
Then we got to look here, too. We got to look back here. And you end up going, okay, if, let's say that plasma core is a hydrogen core or a precursor to hydrogen. Because I think what you're going to find is that all the heavy elements are being or have been produced inside the Earth and then get consolidated, probably by a flow of methane pulling them together. And the interesting one on gold, look how heavy gold is. Gold often is found by finding a trail of pure carbon, as if, let's say, methane comes up, drops off its trail, but it's carrying gold with it. So a lot of times miners will find a trail of carbon, like coal, but just pure carbon, follow it down because there's a good probability they're going to find gold. So it's probably methane or its derivatives, like oil, that were the consolidator because they're better at consolidating. They're more soluble than water would be. Many of the high concentration minerals, you know, silver shows up in gold mines. But methane is a beginning key. Hydrogen becoming methane, and then what happens? Now, gold would say, Tom Gold would say that we've probably got non-oxygen-loving microbes, bacteria, tiny little beasts, perhaps all the way down to 25 kilometers. Anyone who digs into the Earth knows the Earth temperature is a constant wherever you go. You know, it's warm. It's the surface that alters violently. So to some extent, if you go down 20 feet, you're going to have a continuous temperature for whatever wants to live at 20 feet. And now we're finding these microbes in deep ocean areas at the mid-ocean ridges where you have these tube worms growing right next to 400 degree Fahrenheit heat. So it's not at all clear that some microbes, I'll call them that, not differentiating between bacteria and virus, but little guys in life, they're not going to be tall because they're going to be living inside the pores of rocks and dirt. But they're going to have a warm environment, and they're going to have a slow rise of methane coming off so they can feed on the hydrogen. That's his theory, and he's done some drilling that I think is compelling. It's not proof, but it's very compelling. Okay.
Interesting.
Now, if you go from there and you go, okay, where's oil found? The Western countries are only search in areas where there's sediment, where there were oceans in the past. That's what they're looking for. Gold says there's going to be oil in granite. There's going to be oil a lot of different places.
Well, you know, I've always had a problem with it's obvious that the world's natural oil supplies must be replenishing themselves, because how could they have been maintained for multiplied millions of years under the tremendous pressure they're under?
Now, we don't know. You know, you talk about oil wells refilling. There are some oil wells that refill.
Right. I tell you what, we're going to go to break. Hold that thought. We'll pick it up when we get back.
It's true. Go.